Section 9 of Poems of Puncture by Amanda McKittrick Ross. This Legimus recording may be distributed and adapted freely for any purpose. Fanny Malone. There lived on a mountainside a maid I once well knew. Her name was Fanny Malone, who mostly dressed in blue. When I was but a schoolgirl, she was trim and tall, older than I, bolder than I, and wore a silken shawl. The cottage Fanny lived in was thatched with heather brown, far up a lonely mountain, away from any town. Since ever I remember, she always lived alone, queen of the mountain district, she many acres owned. 'Twas a snowy night in winter, the flakes fell soft and fast, covering all the country with a mantle white and vast. The light in Fanny's window shone steadily around, to guide the lonely traveller whose step was lost to sound. Hark! There's the stroke of midnight! I must to bed repair! Fanny spake these words aloud as nobody was there. She reached forth for the candle, when, lo! She saw a face! Against the pane before she drew the window blind across. Ah, madam, don't be frightened. I have wandered, lost my way. I saw your joyful light shine forth. Please let me in, I pray. I'm faint and weary walking. My heart is torn and sad. If you do not let me in, sweet maid, I feel I'm going mad. I'm a major in the army, under our blessed queen. I've paid her homage, kissed her hand, her aide-de-camp have been. I belong to Castlewellan, not very far from here. God grant me strength to reach it, but this I greatly fear. I'll neither hurt nor harm you, sweet maid of beauty great, if only me you shelter from such choking, blinding flakes. I'll pay you for your trouble, I'll shield you from all fear, if your door to me you open, at which I'm now so near. Ah, sir, your words you've spoken well, but I'm a lonely maid. I've lived for well nigh 20 years upon this mountainside. My door I've never opened once after night's dark pall was spread around this cottage ground, my castle dear, my all. I was left a little orphan in the care of Rosie Ray, whose mother was an actress to sing and dance and play. She died when I was 13 years, exactly to a week. Since then I've lived here quite alone. Such life I find a treat. I've read and read of men like you who shelter bought and got upon a lonely mountain track when death they only sought. So pray don't urge upon me to ope to you my door. I'm sorry to refuse you, but don't request me more. Ah, madam, I am dying, cold and hunger me accost. If you fail to give me shelter, upon my word I'm lost. I don't mind so much the body, it will very soon decay, but I have got a soul to save for ever and for aye. I've sown my seeds of wildness, I'm reaping them just now. I wish to be repentant. Oh, can you tell me how? My strength is ebbing from me, God's angry with me still. I'll crave for time, for things sublime, all evil thoughts to kill. Too late are words I hate, but there might still be time for me to seek forgiveness for every sin and crime. I crave your leave to enter. Pray shelter me to-night. 'Tis aid I want. My sins me haunt. Oh, God, my wrongs, thou right. Don't treat me as a ruffian. I'm honour to the core. If you have any sympathy, you'll open wide your door. I ask of you no favour, without a due reward. I only wish to die where someone will this body guard. My soul seems soiled and dirty, to you I make it known, and in this state can't enter God's holy spotless home. I hear its tired echo against this ear of woe, bid farewell to my body in tones of hopeless throe. Ah, for God's sake, hear me, maiden, give me the aid I ask. I really can no further go, my limbs refuse the task. Is there no pity in your heart? Pray, is it one of steel? Tomorrow it will be too late, I make my last appeal. If I could reach my mother, she'd throw open wide her door. My father me would welcome, as oft he did before. But too late, it is the echo that rings within my ear. If you fail to give me shelter or my words of pity fear. Ah, sir, don't think me cruel, but I dread the words of man. I live alone, no one I own, nor seek I heart or hand. If I perchance you shelter, God knows what sort of end would happen to a lonely maid without a single friend. You may be bright as bravery, you may be kind and true, but I have read so much of men, I have no faith in you. So move away, dear stranger, I'll show you down the hill, and again I'll place my candle on the little window-sill. No sound came ever after, but just at dawn next day, I beheld a crowd of people, not very far away. While on the ground there did abound a heap of whitest snow, beneath which lay the body of Major Matt Munro. 'Twas then my conscience stabbed me, all seemed to me so dark, this precious soul I might have saved now lay both cold and stark. His pleading words I think I hear, I see that face so white, against the little window pane upon that snowy night. Readers, if ever you are asked to do a kindly deed, go, render all the help you can to any one in need, for bear in mind the day will dawn when someone's aid you'll want. Ah, never let the words too late your conscience ever haunt.
Written 1878. End of section 9.